welcome to CCK Under 5. In this video, we're discussing the VA disability ratings given for peripheral neuropathy. Peripheral neuropathy is best understood as nerve damage in the extremities. Peripheral nerves are outside the brain and spinal cord, and they are responsible for relaying information between the brain and the rest of the body. Peripheral neuropathy occurs when the peripheral nerves are damaged. This can cause burning, tingling, or a stabbing sensation in the hands and feet, as well as numbness and weakness. So how can veterans become service-connected for peripheral neuropathy? There are three ways that you might be able to get service-connected for peripheral neuropathy. You can get service-connected on a direct basis, on a secondary basis, or through presumptive service connection. So I'll just go over how those three ways work really briefly. So when applying on a direct basis, then a veteran needs to establish that their peripheral neuropathy is directly related to service. They do that by providing, one, a current diagnosis of peripheral neuropathy, two, evidence of an in-service event or injury that caused the peripheral neuropathy, and then lastly, a medical nexus that links those two things together. Secondary service connection is also available if a veteran is service connected for a primary disability that causes the peripheral neuropathy. So most common condition I think that causes peripheral neuropathy is diabetes. So if a veteran is service connected for diabetes and they develop peripheral neuropathy secondary to diabetes, then they can get service connected for the peripheral neuropathy by A, providing their diagnosis of peripheral neuropathy to the VA, and B, by providing medical evidence that the peripheral neuropathy is linked to the diabetes. Then the last way to get service connected for peripheral neuropathy is presumptive service connection. So veterans are only eligible for presumptive service connection for peripheral neuropathy if they have herbicide exposure. So if VA has conceded herbicide exposure, then presumptive service connection is a possibility for peripheral neuropathy. But there's one more element that you need to show for peripheral neuropathy. So unfortunately, for peripheral neuropathy to be service connected on a presumptive basis, it needs to have manifested within 1 year of service at a severity warranting at least a 10% rating on the VA's rating criteria. So only early onset peripheral neuropathy qualifies for presumptive service connection. Okay, and then lastly, I'll go over how VA rates peripheral neuropathy. So VA doesn't have a specific diagnostic code used to rate peripheral neuropathy. It rates it based on the nerves that are involved. So it'll also rate peripheral neuropathy depending on whether it's upper or lower extremity peripheral neuropathy, depending on which diagnosis a veteran has. So some of the diagnostic codes that can be used to rate peripheral neuropathy include diagnostic code 8250, which is for paralysis of the sciatic nerve, diagnostic code 8620, which is for neuritis, as well as diagnostic code 8720 for neuralgia, and then diagnostic code 8530 for paralysis of the ilioinguinal nerve, and diagnostic code 8630 for neuritis, as well as 8730 for neuralgia. So which diagnostic code VA is going to rate a specific case of peripheral neuropathy is going to depend on the specific nerves impacted. And then once service connected is awarded and VA determines which diagnostic code they're going to use, typically a veteran will receive a rating ranging from 0 to 40% based on the severity. And that will often be based on each extremity that's impacted. Okay, so that's all I have today. Thank you for tuning in. For more information on VA disability benefits and rating criteria, as well as more information on herbicide exposure and the PACT Act, please check out our other videos and subscribe. Thank you.